WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation, your daily dose of real talk to help you navigate this crazy world without losing your sanity. I'm your host, Jake Carter, here to remind you that taking a step back from the chaos is not about being lazy. It's about prioritizing yourself and your well-being. And today we're diving headfirst into something that plagues us all. Comparison. Ever feel like everyone else has their life figured out? Like they're winning at every game while you're stuck on easy mode? You scroll through social media, see perfectly curated lives, and suddenly your own feels, well, less than perfect. It's a trap we fall into so easily, but let me tell you, it's a path straight to comparisonitis, the worst kind of self-doubt. But fear not, my friends. We're going to tap out of this vicious cycle and build that inner confidence that shines brighter than any curated filter. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you ditch the comparison game. First, recognize it's a mirage. Those perfect lives online, they're often just carefully crafted snippets, highlight reels designed to make people envy them. Remember, social media is like that funhouse mirror at the carnival, distorting reality. It doesn't reflect the whole picture. Don't let someone else's curated chaos become your own source of anxiety. Second, focus on your own damn path. You're not in a race against anyone but yourself. Your journey is unique, with its twists, turns, and detours. Comparing your chapter 1 to someone else's chapter 20 just sets you up for frustration. Celebrate your own wins, big or small, and remember that progress isn't always linear. Third, redefine success. It doesn't have to be about external validation or ticking off arbitrary boxes. True success is about aligning your actions with your values, pursuing what truly lights you up, and living a life that feels authentically yours. Fourth, practice gratitude. When you shift your focus from what you lack to what you already have, things start to change. Appreciate the small joys, a good cup of coffee, a heartfelt conversation, a sunny day. It's amazing how gratitude can transform your perspective and boost your self-esteem. Finally, be kind to yourself. Talk to yourself like you'd talk to your best friend. Offer encouragement, understanding, and compassion. Remember, everyone messes up, everyone stumbles, everyone has insecurities. Be gentle with yourself on this journey, because self-love is the ultimate confidence booster. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant writer who is constantly comparing herself to best-selling authors she admires. She sees their book deals, their speaking engagements, and feels overwhelmed by inadequacy. She starts doubting her own talent and procrastinates on her writing project. Then, one day, she attends a workshop where she hears the powerful message, "Comparison is the thief of joy." It hits her like a ton of bricks. Sarah realizes that focusing on others' achievements only diminishes her own potential. She starts practicing gratitude for her unique voice and perspective, celebrates small writing victories, and most importantly, she gives herself permission to write just for the joy of it. The result? She finds her confidence, refocuses her energy, and starts crafting a story that truly reflects her soul. So, what's the takeaway here, folks? Comparison is a trap, one we all fall into at some point. But recognizing it, choosing our own path, celebrating our unique journeys, and cultivating self-love are the keys to unlocking genuine confidence and living a life that feels authentically yours. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. Don't let anyone, not even those carefully curated social media feeds, dim your light. Believe in yourself, embrace your uniqueness, and keep shining bright. Now, go out there and tap out of comparisonitis. Share this episode with a friend who might need to hear these words. Leave us a review if you enjoyed it, and let's keep the conversation going on social media. Until tomorrow, stay strong, stay focused, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.